88.5 WVOF in Fairfield. That is music from Mr. Mark Rebo coming out of from downtown New York. He played a couple dates down in Manhattan last week. And Mark Rebo I happened to catch in New York and Montreal. He was in Montreal playing Medeski, Martin, and Wood, and also solo to rave reviews. And I know the brother who is going to be our special guest in a few moments is into Latin and Cuban music. Maybe we'll touch on that, but he is a real nice guy, a friend here, always here to the Upper Room, a true musical genius, keyboardist extraordinaire, and he is the co-founder and music director of the original Parliament Funkadelic. His funk jams are legendary, and people have been sampling this man's sounds and his partner's sounds for years and years. He's also played keyboards for the Talking Heads, and they toured. One of their tours, Stop Making Sense, was filmed, and that is one of the top live concert films in rock and roll history. He is the leader of one of the funkiest bands of the land. They are Bernie Worrell and the Woo Warriors. Bernie has been in the WVOF studios, and he is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And right now, we are going to say hello to a good friend. How you doing, Bernie?
How you doing?
Yeah, pleasure to...
Yo. What's up, man?
Hey, pleasure to talk with you again, and I know you've been rather busy.
Yeah.
You getting your bearings straight at home?
just the first day home.
Oh, first day, yeah. Where were you this past couple weeks?
Well, for the last month, I was in Tallahassee, Florida, at George Clinton's house and at his studio in Monticello, Florida, working on some of his projects. And then I hit the road with him for 8 dates as special guest.
That's right, you are.
Which we will be doing just spottily. I won't be with them all the time. I'm back, but not back.
Okay.
And then we had Woo Warrior dates in between. And then I went to Lexington, Kentucky, to produce a group called Catawampus, who's opened for the Woo Warriors in the past. I'm co-producing their album. And then I had more Woo Warrior dates. Then I went to San Francisco to co-produce a group that's opened for us in the past named Vinyl.
Okay.
And then back from there for more Woo Warrior dates, which was just this past weekend in Buffalo, New York and Rochester, and got home last night.
And you're resting up for, you got a busy schedule coming up as well. You're coming to this area, South Norwalk, on Saturday, headlining the Sono Arts Celebration, and it's going to be real nice to see the Woo Warriors and Bernie Worrell live and throwing down the funk and roll, right?
Yes, we are welcoming everyone to come and join us and enter into the Wooniverse.
Right, the Wooniverse.
And now, have a wonderfully, woofully time.
you know, Bernie, I went on this weekend, I went into one of those record buying sprees and getting CDs of the old Funkadelic and Parliament stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that I have on vinyl.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to get the CD, and I was listening to it, and I was saying that you guys put together some of the stuff that no one else has come up with that sound, you know, and you were doing stuff that no one was making at the time, right?
Yes.
What was going on back in those days?
Just funking around for fun.
Yeah, that's right.
Just, you know, whatever come to our, whatever was channeled to us, we just hit it. We hit it and quit it.
And did you know, back in those Jersey days and that this was something special as far as creating the music?
Say again. Can you talk a little louder?
Did you know that when you were putting together these jams with Bootsy and all the folks that you had something special? No one else was doing it.
Well, we knew that we were different.
Uh-huh.
I was not necessarily special, but I guess the fans made us special in the future, you know, after that. But we were just, like I said, funking around for fun and do what we like to do. And all the while, the sound and the style was being created. But we didn't know that at the time. You know, we were just playing.
and your music. You know, people look up to you as a musician, and you have just kept it going strong with the Woo Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And no stopping. You're as vibrant as ever. Yeah.
Well, I just turned 56 this past April.
You couldn't tell, but the music you're putting out, right?
Pardon?
You couldn't tell by that schedule and the music that you're putting out.
Oh, well, I got to do what I got to do, you know. You got to make the money when you can.
Yeah. And, you know, I got a CD from Stir Fried, right? And you're on that, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good friends of mine.
Yeah, good friends, Stir Fried, and you're on track number 3. I forgot the name of that one, but it's on their new CD, Stir Fried.
Uh-huh.
Bernie, Tinklin' on the Funk, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? How'd you hook up with Stir Fried?
I remember. We played this club, I forget the name of the club, in, where was it? Somewhere in Jersey. It's like a Mexican type club and restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the waitresses there was girlfriend of one of the guys from Stir Fry.
Okay.
And she hooked it up with Judy, my manager.
Oh, okay. And by the way,
to see if I could play on their next project, and it worked out that I could.
You know, that happens often because I sent out the press release that you were going to be on, right?
Uh-huh.
And somebody emails me and they want to do a collaboration with you.
So they want to do a collaboration?
Yeah, some guy, real top blues guy out in Vermont. I'll hook you up with a CD, but he, you know, they're like, hey, you know, I'd love to do something with Bernie.
Uh-huh. So, where are they from?
They're from Burlington, Vermont, actually. So.
Oh, okay. They probably seen us when we played.
At the Higher Ground, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They seen you up there. I know you're going to be up there in upcoming weeks, right?
Yes. I don't know when, but...
Yeah. Well, we'll get into right now. We're going to come back and talk with you and find out the latest with Mr. Bernie Worrell, the Wizard of Woo. And he's playing live, folks, in South Norwalk, Connecticut, historic downtown South Norwalk, this Saturday. And they got you going on stage about 10:15.
Okay, I don't know any particulars yet, but you just told me, okay.
Yeah, so people get there early because the 2 days, there are going to be about 30 bands on 5 different stages, and Bernie Worrell is the main act, the spotlighted act on Saturday, and he'll bring his Woo Warriors. The band is always tight. We'll be listening to some of the Woo Warriors live later on in the program. But right now, let's get off with something from Free Agent, A Spaced Odyssey, and this is your solo CD, right?
Yes.
One of them, one of the many. And Warriors off to Woo, right?
Right.
What was going on in the studio then?
I've got to remember where. that was done at some of it. Overdubs at Bill Laswell's studio in that's when he was at Greenpoint Studio in Brooklyn.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was just like a war song, you know, to for the troops to sing as they're marching off to war.
Mm-hmm. Is it in the live act?
Pardon?
You play it live?
Yeah, we used to. I don't anymore because it's more. It really didn't fit into what we're like doing now. It
right.
was like a different type of a thing.
Right, but it's still good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And why don't we give it a listen right now? We'll come back to talk with Bernie. Bernie Worrell, Free Agent of Spaced Odyssey. This is called Warriors Off to Woo. That is Mr. Bernie Worrell, Warriors Off to Woo, right here. Joe Kelly in the upper room. And we are pleased to have Bernie Worrell once again here on the upper room. Bernie, I want to thank you personally. From way back in October, you were kind enough to come up to the studios here and bring your keyboards and play, and that was a real nice time.
Yeah, that was fun, and then you guys surprised me with Chris and Tina.
Yeah, you know Judy hooked us up real nice with that, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's nice to see Chris and Tina, your good friends from the Talking Heads days.
Right, and Tom Club.
Tom Club, and...
also playing on one track of their new... CD.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, I believe it's Holy Water, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They do it live. I saw him a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Was Steve Scales there?
He was there, yeah. He was going off. He was dancing, singing.
Yeah.
Playing percussion. He put on a great show, too.
Yep.
Yeah, they have a real nice band. A lot of percussion going on there.
Oh, that's his specialty.
Yep. So, you know, you've got the Woo Warriors together, and you've been hard at work in the studio with them off and on. But talk a bit about who you have in the live band with you, the Woo Warriors.
Well, there's my musical director and band leader, Michael Moon Rubin, on guitar from Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
A new female vocalist, Rachel Webster, originally from Michigan, but she's out of Jersey now. On second keyboards is Greg Daffy Duck Fitz, who people probably have seen. I brought him to Bootsie Collins' rubber band, new rubber band. On drums is a new drummer, Gary Sullivan from Brooklyn, New York. And on bass is Donna McPherson from East Orange, New Jersey.
So you're working pretty hard on stage?
Pardon?
You're working pretty hard on stage?
Oh, we have a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're always working hard. You know?
Yeah.
It's not all fun and games on the road, but we hit the stage, it becomes fun.
Yeah, and we should mention once again, a free concert. And that's this Saturday over in South Norwalk, Connecticut, just about 10 minutes away from the studio here. You'll be performing live with the Woo Warriors and doing some nice publicity to have your picture all over the papers here.
That's good.
Yeah. I like that that promo photo you got. That's a nice one.
Which one?
You got the funk sign and everything?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I just caught that in the papers. That's real nice.
Thank you.
Now, Your musical.
I'll also be playing. I'm sitting in with Warren Haynes and Government Mule.
Oh, yeah?
Unplugged at Waterloo Village. I think it's. Oh, man, I'm not sure the date. It's either the 9th or the. Sometime this week or next week. I'm just getting all the rules. I got to catch up on everything.
That was.
That's Waterloo Village in Hackettstown, New Jersey. It's an outdoor type thing.
And you're on their live album, which was their album a couple years ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They're still playing live, real great, right?
Oh man, it's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned going down south, down in Florida, working with George again, right?
Right.
Yeah. What was going on in the studios there? What were y'all working on?
A bunch of things.
Uh-huh.
His son Tracy, who they call Trey Lude.
Right.
He's working on some things on his solo album, and then there's a project. One of the youngsters down there is a jazz fanatic, but he does rap also. So I laid some keyboards down on some of his tracks, and just basically, picking and choosing which, you know, as I listen to different projects. There's about at least 3 or 4 projects going on at once down there.
Kind of reminiscing about the old days,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
And it was nice, kind of humid down in Monticello, Florida.
You don't want to move there anytime soon, right?
No, not that part.
Right.
But it's nice to go down there and get away.
Mm-hmm.
Come back. So basically, I was just, you know, spending time with George and getting that situation tightened up again, and we'll see what happens from there.
Now, is that how you guys already talked to going on tour together, where you were featured as the special guest down there, or that went back a little ways?
Well, George contacted Judy, and he talked it over, and it's part of the process of the Woo Warriors opening for Parliament Funkadelic or P-Funk All-Stars, depending on what George's going to call it and what day.
Right.
You'd never know.
Yeah, that's amazing. There's a different name for every show, right?
Yeah, and don't ask me what that is. I don't know. That's George Clinton. That's all I can say. And so that's maybe you could say a prelude to what's to come.
Right. And you got some big
maybe.
Things. You know, everybody, I know we asked back in last October about what's in the can already about a new P-Funk album, right?
Yes.
Any more progress on that?
All of those tracks are cut. He's in litigation with Mammoth Records, where it was first supposed to come out.
Okay.
So I don't know what's, I don't know what the deal is now.
Did you make sure?
He has tracks.
I was going to ask you down in Florida. You make sure you had all the tracks all set up. Things weren't all over the place.
Things are all over the place. So you know what? Today it might be going on Parliament album.
Right.
Tomorrow it might be on Funkadelic album. Next day it might be somewhere else.
Now when you guys were recording, was it always like that, or you were the one who brought it all together as far as the chaos and funk?
I kind of brought it together myself and Bootsy.
Right.
But still in the end, we wouldn't, just George's call to where, you know, we'd talk about things, but it was George's call to say which album is going to go on, whether it be Parliament or Funkadelic.
How's Bootsy doing?
If you wanted a track, then they'd have to negotiate that, or Horny Horns. George would pretty much say.
Right. How is Bootsy doing, by the way?
I just started working on Bootsy's new CD about 2 months ago in Cincinnati. He's on Warner Brothers in Germany.
Okay.
And all I can tell you is we cut two different tracks of Axis Boulder's Is Love. One unplugged and one electric.
Mm.
And so I don't know. Well, it was just me and drums on it so far. I had about 3-4 keyboard overdubs per each style. And I know he's going to be putting other people on it. I haven't been back there yet since I, you know, did the initial. And that's all I can tell you about that.
So
until I get back, you know, and see what else he has for me to do.
It'd be nice to see Bootsy and you do some dates together.
Pardon?
It'd be nice to see you and Bootsy doing some live dates together.
Yeah, well, Bootsy's not going to go out unless it's really worth it.
Yeah, that's
the studio thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's too hectic. We're a little older now.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just as happy being home in the studio.
But we're going to listen right now, Bernie. Something you did with the Woo Warriors, and this was recorded over at the Knitting Factory a few years ago.
You'll be back at the Knitting Factory also August 19th.
Yeah, that's right, and a lot of people are talking about that show, August 19th, down in New York City at the Knitting Factory, and this was about 1997, right?
Right.
And some of the members, Greg Fitz is on there, Donna McPherson.
Yes.
And I got to give you compliments, Bernie. Thumpasaurus, you give it the extra juice. The Woo Warriors. I think it's better than the original.
Thank you.
Which you had your hands in already, but with the Woo Warriors, you give it that extra funk.
Yeah.
Why don't we listen to it now, and if you got time, Bernie, we'll come back and talk a little more.
Okay.
This is Bernie Worrell and the Woo Warriors, live at the Knitting Factory in New York City. Thumpasaurus. And I hate to interrupt a live performance by a true musical genius, Mr. Bernie Worrell. That is him, live from the Knitting Factory a few years ago in New York City, which he'll be playing, by the way, August 19th, and get out to see Bernie Worrell and the Woo Woo Warriors live. And this Saturday, Bernie Worrell will be appearing live in South Norwalk. Bernie, you looking forward to that date?
I love playing outdoors. I love playing college towns and college for all the college kids. That's I think one of my most enjoyable venues, outdoors and colleges.
Yeah, you'll be playing
and,
there.
Connecticut is a wonderful, woofly fair haven state.
You got it all. You know, we're going to represent for the funk, and we always love having you in this area. And people listening on the internet, where Bernie will be playing on Saturday, August 5th, the historic downtown South Norwalk at the Sono Arts Celebration. And it's only about, I'd say, about 50 minutes away from New York City. So not too far away for folks to come down and leave the city for some nice fresh air.
Right, nice fresh air.
Yeah, and you got fresh air where you are, and looking forward to seeing you play live.
Right.
Yeah, so what do you got on the upcoming burner as far as we talked briefly about your production, a couple new groups, but what's going on with the Woo Warriors in the studio?
Right now, everything is cut, and I'm waiting to get back in. We have rough mixes, and I'm waiting to get back in to do final mixes and do the lineup of the songs. And from there, we'll be shopping a deal and also putting it out ourselves.
Right.
On the internet and selling it at shows. Well, we got to get the artwork and all that stuff.
And don't forget Saturday, folks, to pick up Bernie's CDs at the gig. I know Judy will have everything correct, right?
Right. T-shirts.
You get those
little stickers.
The Woo CDs.
Stickers.
Yeah. So everybody's going to have a good time, right?
Yes. I want to invite everybody into the Wooniverse and come and get rid of some of that stress. Come and dance and help keep the funk alive.
And you've been keeping the funk alive from those early days down in New Jersey and hanging out at the barbershop with George Clinton, right?
Right.
Yeah? You don't let him cut your hair anymore, right?
No. I have a baldy now anyway.
Oh, you shaved?
Yes. I finally was convinced into getting a baldy.
Oh, okay. Who convinced you, Judy?
Judy and some couple of friends.
Oh, okay.
My son.
Uh-huh.
I didn't do it for about two. They're trying to get me to do it for the last 2-3 years. And I finally did it. It's okay. It just itches.
You got to do it.
It's cold in the wintertime.
Right. And you're going to break out some cool hats, right?
Oh, yeah. I got a couple new things.
Uh-huh. Yeah, when you came down to the studio here, folks, Bernie Worrell is a fine dresser. I got to compliment you on your style.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you're trying?
Trying to hang in with the youngsters, you know.
Yeah. Bernie had on those, they were like the leather pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had the reggae hat going on.
Right.
Yeah. Where you do your shopping at?
Oh, a lot of people make my hats.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
And shopping, I haven't been shopping in a while.
Right.
I got to go shopping, matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
But usually, all over, if I'm in Japan, I get something, or Europe. The leather pants are from Germany, from a motorcycle shop.
Oh, all right.
It was off-season there, and it was a great sale. So I learned from my mother, try to catch sales, save some money.
Save some money, right?
Right.
And how'd you like the VH1 documentary they did on you guys?
Oh, that was great.
Yeah?
They came to my house and shot my portion.
Uh-huh.
And they're very nice people. And it was good.
And as folks know, Bernie Worrell tells it straight up.
Yeah,
as you can tell from the interview, right?
Right. I just try to tell the truth about situations and try to steer people the right way.
Right. And I know you help a lot of younger artists and tell them about the music business, working with them, Stir Fried, Government Mule, and Chris and Tina of the Tom Club. And,
right.
You know, Bernie, you ever amaze yourself when you sit back and think about everything you've done so far?
No, I'm trying not to think about it.
No?
It's too much to think about.
Right, you just move on to the...
I just try to go fishing and stuff.
Right. Oh, you like fishing?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's a river right across... The Musconetcon River right across the street from our property.
Oh, okay. That's one of your hobbies, right?
Yes.
Now, before
fishing, horseback riding, I don't get to go horseback riding. As a matter of fact, I haven't been in a long time. They had it set up for me the last couple of weeks when I was in Kentucky and Frisco area, but, you get in the studio and then there's no time.
Yeah. But
by the time you finish, you're tired and whatnot.
Now, I want to ask you real briefly before we get into one of the live cuts, before we say goodbye. Mm. If you think of any current bands you've been grooving to lately and want to let some people know about some up-and-coming funksters, you got anybody in mind?
Say again now?
Any up-and-coming groups that you want to let people know about you're getting into lately?
Yeah, if I could... I haven't, you know, I don't, I'm not up on every, all the new stuff that's out there, and I listen to oldie stations.
Uh huh.
I listen to reggae or oldie stations, and